Good evening, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernoll. Wisconsin's labor market showed resilience in July as the unemployment rate remained stable at 3.3%, according to the latest preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. This figure remains notably stronger than the national unemployment rate of 4.1%. The state reported a total of 3,036,800 employed residents, marking an increase of 6,600 over the month and 26,500 over the year. Additionally, the labor force participation rate held steady at 64.5%, continuing to outperform the national rate of 61.4% by 3.1 percentage points. Total non-farm jobs in Wisconsin reached 3,042,900, reflecting a monthly gain of 1,200 jobs. Governor Tony Evers recently announced the allocation of more than $19.7 million in Community Development Block Grant CDBG public facilities funding to support critical infrastructure improvements across 20 Wisconsin communities. These grants are intended to bolster local projects that residents rely on daily, such as repairing roads, upgrading drainage systems, and ensuring the integrity of water and sewer networks. By investing in these essential services, the state aims to enhance the quality of life and safety for individuals in low to moderate income areas, particularly in smaller towns and cities with populations over 50,000. However, the future of this long-standing program is now in jeopardy due to President Donald Trump's proposed federal fiscal year 2027 budget. The administration's fiscal plan calls for the complete elimination of the CDBG program, a move that would halt federal support for local community development and housing efforts nationwide. Governor Evers has expressed strong opposition to these proposed cuts, characterizing them as an attempt to undermine the ability of local governments to address their most pressing infrastructure and housing needs. In response, the governor has urged Wisconsin's congressional delegation to take bipartisan action to protect the program and ensure that this vital funding remains a permanent fixture in the next federal budget. The Wisconsin State Patrol, in collaboration with local law enforcement agencies, is spearheading the annual Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign, which began yesterday and runs through September 7th. This initiative aims to enhance safety during the Labor Day holiday weekend by focusing on education and enforcement to prevent impaired driving. With nearly 7,000 crashes involving alcohol or drugs in Wisconsin during 2025, accounting for one-third of all traffic fatalities, officials emphasize that strong partnerships between motorists and authorities are essential to saving lives. A primary focus of the campaign is encouraging drivers to plan ahead before celebrations begin. Responsible choices include designating a sober driver, scheduling ride shares, or utilizing public transportation such as buses or taxis. Community members are also urged to intervene by taking keys away from impaired individuals and reporting dangerous driving by calling 911. Planning for a safe ride home is not only a matter of public safety, but also a way to avoid the devastating personal and community impacts of a crash. Beyond the immediate physical dangers, impaired driving carries severe legal and financial penalties. An OWI conviction in Wisconsin can cost up to $10,000 when factoring in fines, court costs, insurance increases, and vehicle repairs. Motorists also face the loss of their driver's license and vehicle. While specialized enforcement and task forces work year-round to monitor the roads, the campaign serves as a critical reminder that individual responsibility is the most effective tool in preventing the more than 20,000 annual OWI convictions in the state. On August 19th, law enforcement agencies executed a search warrant at a residence located at 301 West Main Street in the village of Montfort. The operation was a collaborative effort involving deputies from the Grant County Sheriff's Office, the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, the Southwest Wisconsin Emergency Response Team, and the Richland, Iowa Grant Drug Task Force. The multi-agency operation stemmed from two distinct investigations. The primary inquiry, led by the Iowa County Investigations Team, focused on 21-year-old Christian Jarrett. This investigation concerned a juvenile victim who reportedly received sexually explicit photographs via social media. As a result of this probe, Jarrett has been charged with selling harmful material to a child, no age, that is K-N-O-W, a felony under Wisconsin statute. During the execution of the initial warrant, officers observed items that led to the application and execution of a second search warrant, specifically regarding illegal drug activity. This Grant County investigation resulted in multiple arrests and referrals. Ashton Johnson, 19, of Montfort, was arrested for maintaining a drug house, possession with intent to deliver THC, and bail jumping. Linda Johnson, 72, also of Montfort, was arrested for maintaining a drug house, party to the crime of possession of narcotic drugs, party to the crime of possession of cocaine, and bail jumping. And Christopher Johnson, 44, of Montfort, will be referred to the Grant County District Attorney's Office with recommendations for charges of possession of narcotic drugs and possession of cocaine. Persons arrested or referred for charges by the Grant County Sheriff's Office are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. An arrest only indicates probable cause exists to bring formal charges. The names of victims and witnesses have been withheld. A lot has been said about the proposed BECI 765 kilovolt power lines project, and still, many landowners feel as though they have very little information. Mid-Continent Grid Solutions will be hosting open houses throughout the area to share information and hear from the public. The first of these will be in Richland Center Monday, August 24th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Richland Center High School. That same day, Monday, August 24th, there will be an open house in Gaze Mills at the Gaze Mills Community Center from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. In Sauk County, there will be an open house in Baraboo Tuesday, August 25th at the UW-Platteville Baraboo Lang Center from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The City of Richland Center Public Works Committee is scheduled to meet Thursday, August 20th at 5:30 p.m. in the Council Chambers of the Municipal Building. The committee is set to address several critical discussion and action items. Key among these is the recommendation for the award of the 2026 State Maintenance Bid and the consideration of the 2026 Dike Inspection Contract. Additional discussion topics include capital improvement planning, a comprehensive review of current snow removal practices, and an informational overview regarding the proposed 765 kilovolt transmission line project. Ed Chitwood states the Milk Into Cheese Drive begins tomorrow and runs through Labor Day. This is a fundraiser to deliver cheese to five different food pantries throughout the year. Donations of any size are gladly accepted, or $170 buys 1,000 pounds of milk, which makes 100 pounds of cheese. 100% of the money raised goes to the cause. Please make checks payable to MIC, as in Milk Into Cheese, MIC, sent to 16025 Eddie's Lane in Blue River, 53518. There will be a hayride later this year. WRCO will provide details as soon as they are available. And we've got two new winners in the Grace Calendar raffle. Today's winners on ticket 1486 from Spring Green, Jen Coppernall, and on ticket 2960. Tom Andrew from Lafarge. Congratulations to both of you. Vital statistics right after this.